escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I can't believe he's blaming Raw either, Brandon. Oh, hey, Abe's here from Mike. He's in. It's Dukes and Bell. That is a message from Brandon on social media.
Oh, you finally got one, because I got a bunch going the other way directed my way.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
I know you've seen some of them. You've been tagged.
I've not seen any of them. All I see is Dukes continue to spit fire and tell Abe he's crazy about the blame he's trying to assess to people who were not in the know. They trusted a guy. And then we find out, again, that's that highlight that they show on the quarterback show where Cousins gets hit in the Saints game and he comes off to the sidelines like, yeah, his shoulder's a little sore. And he's, you knew. He knew then.
So did we, by the way.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the hit. No, I didn't. I didn't.
No, but you.
That was the hit until weeks later.
You knew he was limited in some capacity by something.
I honestly didn't know why. Well, that matters, though. It matters if. It was something. See, here's the deal. We all assume it was something physical and ended up being that. But we didn't know. Abe, they're real. They're human beings. Things happen in their lives. We don't know what's going on. You don't know why a guy mentally slides. Why is Monty Harris not hitting? Exactly. We don't know why. It could be something physical. It could be something going on in his personal life. We don't know. I didn't assume that with Kirk Cousins to just think until I found out, like most of you, oh, maybe this was the hit. And then people started posting. And Dukes, look at this hit. That's when
you know,
I realized.
You know which one did it for me?
What?
Do you remember that stat where it's like first quarterback in 58 years to not throw a ball over 40 miles an hour? Do you remember that?
That's what
I don't remember
it.
The exact stat, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
That was the one where I'm like, that right there.
Something's wrong.
Now I've seen it with my eyes and I think something's off. Now I've got a stat telling me this dude's got no jump to his arm.
Yeah.
Well, that was the one for me where I'm like, all right, can we pull the plug?
Can we do something?
And guess what? We didn't. We sat there two more weeks and a bye week.
Actually, it was, 4 weeks?
What? But from you weren't going to make a change until the Denver game, until after the Denver game, my opinion.
Which was leading into the bye week.
Into the bye. So from there, it was two more weeks plus a bye week before the change actually came.
Yeah. And he won the Raiders game. Don't ask me how.
Maybe three more because you had the Raiders, the Vikings,
that's right.
The Chargers.
And he threw for 344. See, that's the thing.
By the way, and I know you didn't watch it.
What's that?
Go back and watch the highlights from the show of that game. Those aren't tough throws.
You're talking about those Vikings
game? The Vikings game.
Yeah. He racked up a lot of yards.
He had nothing going on with the arm.
Well, they knew that, I think, at that point.
Apparently not, or they would have made a change, Carl.
But he still threw for 344, didn't he?
Yippee-skippy.
All right. 404-726-0929. Why are we discussing this? I said this as we started the show. We have to. Sometimes I come in here, I don't want to do it, but I have to. We owe it to you to give you the truth. And this is now more truth to this story, and it adds to it. So we're talking about what came out in this documentary. Can we play this before we get into some other stuff, 4th and 1 on the way? By the way, in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. He's on the way as well. Yeah, man, no man. Day-Day's back from an incredible trip with his wife out west. He'll tell you all about that. But can we hear this Cousins talk about describing losing feeling in his elbow and arm and having no power?
My shoulder started to really throb. So I knew right away, like, okay, this is a little more serious. Once I lost my shoulder and my elbow, I didn't have many more places to lean on to get the power I needed.
The clock is running. They got to be thinking touchdown here. Cousins, tight window, picked off! Tyrann Mathieu!
And the ball game is over.
Sorry. It took me back to a flashback I didn't want to remember. I thought we had a shot. I thought he was going to make a play right there.
Did you?
Yeah. Instead, he was out there hurt and cheating everybody. That's what he was doing. He knew we couldn't make that throw. I mean, Greg Olsen's on the cast like, yeah, they're looking, they got to be thinking touchdown here. Yeah, we were, Greg.
I will disagree with you on this. As I still think in the game that it happened, I don't know if he was aware of the full limitations.
Okay.
You got to remember, the comment that he said, my shoulder didn't have the power, that all came well after the moment. That came in a sit-down after the fact. I think in the moment he still wasn't sure.
You don't think he knew
that day? No.
He's a quarterback. Of course he knew he had no power.
I think that day, you're still running off the – I don't think it's fully set in yet. I think after that is when he knew.
Have you ever had or felt like you've been concussed?
I mean, I've been concussed.
So you knew.
I got concussed bad.
Okay.
I didn't know anything that day.
You were completely out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For like hours.
Okay. All right.
For hours.
That's bad. I've had two really bad concussions in my life. One was sports related. One was just recreational, bike riding, come over the handlebars. Point is this.
Trying to pop a wheelie?
Mm-mm. Racing friends down the damn hill and
nice.
Lost control. When I was concussed in sports, I knew. And you knew that you had your bell rung, as they used to say.
Right.
But guess what? Wanted to play, right?
Sure.
That's what we do. But I knew. Quarterbacks know when their arms are not the same. And that's my example to this. I don't think he knew in the moment. No, I think he knew. But even in the moment, he was unwilling to accept it and realize the problem that it was going to cause, not only in that game, but ultimately moving forward as he continued to try to hide it.
And the issue's not in that game specifically. I don't think you're bringing in Penix unless you're really, really forced to in the moment.
Unless he was knocked out.
Zero preparation.
Yeah. This
is why it bothers me it doesn't happen after the Broncos game. You had time to prepare. You can adjust the game plan and make things necessary that you needed to make necessary. It was never going to happen in the moment in the Saints game. I think we all understand that.
All right. Your comments are welcome. We got a lot more to get to with this. I'll tell you my biggest problem and biggest issue, as he admitted it in this documentary. And again, I don't know. You went through all episodes, but would you say, and again, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but what episode was the best one Falcon-related, would you say? What episode? 3, 4?
They really spaced it out. And you don't, unless you actually care about the pre-draft stuff, which I think if you want to make a big deal out of it, whatever.
They had to put that in.
That's episode one. Move past it.
Yeah.
You can go straight to like the last 6 minutes of episode 4.
Okay, that's cheating.
And start there.
Yes.
And because that's when the Saints, we all know the story, 6-3 and things are rolling and
you still,
walk in your trap, look, take over your trap,
That was episode 3. Episode 3 kind of goes through the whole Saints, Bucks, all that stuff.
Last six minutes of episode four is when the season takes a turn.
Okay. But I don't want to cheat.
Season 3 is when you kind of get the whole, they build it up.
None of that's relevant. Just start last 6 minutes of episode 4.
You know what?
Just trust me.
I said don't spoil it for people. And you literally go 6 minutes of this episode.
You literally asked, where's the good stuff?
I expected you to say episodes 3, 4, and 5.
I remember you asked Abe.
No.
Thank you, Day-Day. Thank you.
I didn't say, you can still watch episode 2 and 3 if you want.
4, yes, that's what I was hoping you'd say. Not like, okay, you just want 3 minutes of this episode.
Last 6 minutes, episode 4. It's not 3, it's last 6.
It's the last time I'm asking you about Cliff Notes. That's it. That's the last time I'm going to ask you.
I just saved you two hours.
You're just like Mike Bell. You know what? You can't keep a secret. You can't just go, watch the whole thing. It's absolutely incredible. You have to say, watch the 5 minutes of this specific episode, and you're good.
Well, no. That's when it starts. That's when it all starts. You have to watch episode 5, 6, 7, 2. You have to watch the rest.
All right,
but like, if you really just want to start with the downfall of the Falcons, you could start at the very end of episode 4, because it was a waste. Like,
I enjoyed episode 3.
Nah, thank you, Orin.
No, because no one wants to see that. You know darn well we're all here for the same stuff.
Okay,
we're all looking to get mad and blame someone.
Oh, I know who I'm mad at, and I know who I'm blaming.
Well, me too.
But do you want to watch a movie, Abe, and just get to the point where the hero beats the bad?
Exactly.
The villain, or do you
I can't tell you beforehand?
You should have just fast-forwarded all the way to the end game. All right? You watched Endgame 3 hours to get to the climax.
You're missing the point. This goes back to Jurassic World Rebirth. Anytime I go to a movie that I think is probably a little longer than it needs to be, and I know immediately which storyline I would have entirely removed, that means that storyline didn't need to be there.
Can I tell you
something? And episodes 2 and 3 for the Falcons and Kirk Cousins is a storyline for me that didn't need to be there.
Move this man!
I'm saving our loving audience 2.5 hours.
Okay. I told my wife this yesterday when I got home. And she said, does Abe not realize that kids go to the movie in the summer and you need to be able to draw parents in with their kids to go see a movie like Jurassic Rebirth. Abe, you are that single dude sitting in the movies going, let's go. Let's hurry up with
only
this.
Only if it's an unnecessary storyline. There's plenty of movies that I'm like, they needed every bit of these storylines.
That's part of this. It's a
summer movie blockbuster.
It's a
dinosaurs.
Oh, goodness.
Not there to see brother-sister relationship.
It was good.
They should have killed one of them.
And by the way, that sounded weird. That's not exactly what it is.
Well,
that sounded weird. There is a siblings.
Brother.
Yeah, there's siblings, but that's not what you said it was.
Well, no.
Hey, Major League Baseball All-Star Games coming to the ATL, guys. You know this, right? Starting this Saturday, we have all the festivities covered as we broadcast live. We got special guests. We're going to be at Murph's and Cobb Galleria Center. Wall-to-wall all-star news, preview, special guests. It's going to be so cool. And it's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. If you're headed to the Fan Fest, stop by and see us at Murph's all day Saturday through Tuesday. That's July 15th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. ATL Live Well brings you our 4th-and-1 segment, guys. Don't just live well. As we mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit of Atlanta United with Chris Henderson, who's coming up. Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We'll continue to talk about this. I know some of you are like, but as I said, we got to do it. And we're doing it. I can't wait till camp starts, by the way. Just a few weeks away, 24th of July, first day of training camp for the Falcons. And, of course, we'll be there as well. All right, we're coming back. The latest on Atlanta United, including Brad Guzan had surgery. We'll tell you all about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Dukes and Bell. Abe Gordon in for Mike today. Mike's taking a couple days off. And we got to spend some time with Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. Their next match at Toronto coming up Saturday. Pre-game 6:30, kicks at 7:30. And Chris, thanks for joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, it's no secret. It's been
thanks,
a tough
Carl.
No, no problem, Chris. Thank you so much. It's been a tough season, no secret, for us and our United squad. And look, all the fans, the 17s, everybody that follows this team, the supporter groups, we're keeping hope, but, you know, we've struggled. And I want to start there. What do you think our struggles stem from? We're coming off of a match with DC United. It was a draw, but can you put your finger on it, Chris? I mean, I know you guys have been trying all the things there over at the complex.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It hasn't been good enough. We are aware of that. We know where we're at. Our focus is on how we can improve the team, and that's every day in training. The coaches working with the training, with all the players, how we can support our coaches, whether it's medical, it's getting guys healthy, it's recruitment. We can sign players during transfer windows, which we have a primary window, and the secondary transfer window is opening July 24th. So we will be active to try and improve the team. But I do think it's a combination the last 6 to 12 months. There's a lot of new pieces that were added to the club. We wanted to evaluate the group we had, because you look at last year's team ended strongly. So we added two big pieces at the beginning of the year, and we wanted to give Ronnie a chance to evaluate the players we had. And I think this evaluation period is ending, leading into this transfer window. And we need to look at how we can improve the team.
Chris, I don't always love comparing teams to other teams in the city, but I do see a lot of similarities between what's going on with Atlanta United and what's going on with the Atlanta Braves, both teams that had incredibly high expectations and both teams that have a couple of players that certainly are underperforming to levels you just certainly didn't expect. For Atlanta United specifically up top, Latte Loth and Miguel Almiron, is there anything you can point your finger towards why they haven't been more dangerous? I know at first you thought it was a chemistry issue and maybe you thought that'd get sorted and figured out. Latte Loth got off to a great start and has cooled down since then.
Yeah, and as I said, I think it's a number of factors. I think they're both very good players. We had a lot of players injured in the back, which in many games, I think, we had some issues where we gave up some soft goals. So that is a team thing from front to back. And it's what we're aware of. I know the coaching staff is working. Ronnie and his staff are working every day on chemistry, on how we can enter into the final third and create more chances, how we can stabilize it in the back. And we have addressed now with a central defender that we're signing in Anaya Mihai. He will be coming in at the opening of the window. He's a leader. He's got a ton of experience, a national team player. So, you know, we're hoping that will stabilize some of the defensive errors we've had. And I also think we're going to be active in other moves. We have to see what's presented to us. But I think we need to figure out how we can support our DPs, and whether it's creating more chances, whether it's defending better behind them, and then working with them every day to get their game really sharp and be leaders to pull this team to a higher level.
Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United, here on the show. We're going to get back into our conversation about quarterbacks and Kirk Cousins here in a little bit, as well as Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. Chris, I want to ask you about Brad Guzan. Can you give us an update? And what happened? I don't know if a lot of people even realized he was this injured. Apparently, he underwent surgery ahead of the match on Saturday against Toronto.
Yeah, Brad. I mean, Brad is so tough. I saw him today, and he's just, you know, he took a shot, a knee to the head and his cheek, kind of his cheek right by the eye, continued to play in the game. And we're hoping that he'll be able to play on Saturday. Wow. You know, for these things, sometimes the players wear a mask to protect their bones in the face. But that guy is so tough, and he is someone who's just a warrior for the club. He loves the club, and he doesn't want to miss games.
Chris, you mentioned some of the injuries specifically along the back line. I think that has been one of the bright spots, is that it's allowed you to enter some youth into this rotation, and they have performed very well. I think we've all seen what Noah Cobb has been able to do already, but more recently we've seen Will Riley step into it. Matt Edwards has been a central focus, and just even more recently than that, Efren Morales has really done a good job. There's a push from a significant portion of the fan bases who, with the season being a struggle as it is, just say just continue rolling with more and more youth. Is there a chance we see some of the younger guys? I know Dom Chonqui had his contract modified a month or two ago, and he could be available, and Aiden Torres and Brennan and stuff like that. Could there be a youth movement coming at some point?
Yeah, I mean, that's the silver lining of having opportunity for young guys to play. And I've been part of many teams where you're able to bring young guys in many times because of the situation. A veteran player's out, and a young player steps up and can show the coach. And we've had that, as you mentioned, that, you know, five or six different guys are getting experience. And sometimes as a club, you suffer in games because of the inexperience, but they are only going to be better for these experiences, and it's going to be better for Atlanta United in the long run. Sometimes you suffer. We've had players in my previous club, Seattle and Miami, and you throw them in and they grow so much from these experiences. So we want to do that. Javier Perez has done a fantastic job with our academy and up and coming second team players that are playing for Steve Cook. That's what we want to have, is you create talent from within your club, and those players eventually make it to the first team. So I think it's a combination of these young players and what we can add in experience and leadership around them.
Chris, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I want to repeat this for Atlanta United fans. You said you guys will be active when the transfer window opens July 24th, yes?
Yeah. We've already been active, you know, with Mihai signing.
Sure.
And we will be active. You know, this is an opportunity. In MLS, you can only improve the team and make changes during transfer windows. So the window opens for a month in the summer, and, you know, we want to do everything we can to start righting the ship and moving up the table.
Sounds good. Chris, good luck on Saturday at Toronto. Appreciate you stopping by. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Abe.
Thank you. Chief Soccer and Sporting Director, Atlanta United. If you paid no attention to what's been going on this year with Atlanta United, it's simple. Braves don't hit. They don't score. That's it. We've given up 39 goals, the second most in MLS. We're giving up goals, and we don't score. And in the last match against DC United, you know, Ronnie Dyla went back to what he tried to get the season started with to spark the offense as far as formations are concerned. 4-2-3-1, didn't do anything. So we end up with the draw. We get a point, great. But at the end of the day, that's fundamentally what's going on. And it's hard for Atlanta United fans, and Mike and I, we discuss this all the time. We've been down since day one. To not have a team that consistently scores and is not exciting is not the formula here. You got to have that. And we don't play great defense, and we don't score. So you find yourself in a situation, Abe, and you know you do the pre-half and post stuff. Obviously, Mike calls the games, Mike Conti and Jason do a terrific job, but it's just what it is. And so they're searching for answers. Very similar to the Braves not hitting.
Yeah, I really do compare it quite a bit because as far as I'm concerned, this season is come and gone. Like, the same way I don't think the Braves are going to make a run of the playoffs. I don't think Atlanta United's going to make a run of the playoffs. They needed to do better on the six-game road trip. They got one game left. They're, even if with a win, they've only got 4 points out of those six games. It was always going to need to be more than that. The question that I have for the Braves, which we'll answer a little bit later in the show, it's the same question I have for Atlanta United. Like, what's the goal the rest of the season? What are you trying to do? Because I think you got to figure out what's going on up top. It just, you can go through, hey, the defense gave up a goal, and so now other teams are parking the bus, and Latte Loth can't get free. That's no offense to Chris.
It's not it.
It's not good enough for me.
No.
Like these guys are brought in at a high cost to be dangerous. They're not dangerous. And if that's going to be the case, if you're trying to hold on with a remade back line every two or three games because someone else got hurt.
It's not going to work.
No.
It's not going
to
work.
And look, this was supposed to be a, like you said, they were in the discussion for could be the best offense, the best attack in MLS. And it's been, like the Braves, anything but.
That interview brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We got Connor Riley as well at 4 o'clock to talk dogs. Phil Steele says Georgia Tech is a true contender in the ACC. I agree with him. Speaking of dangerous, they're going to be dangerous. Sleep on them if you want to. I think that first game at Colorado to start the season, they're going to shock a lot of people. And then people are going to be like, oh, they went up to Colorado, B prime, okay. Watch what happens. We'll talk to Connor Riley when we get to the 4 o'clock hour. Also about the dogs, the commits. And Urban Meyer says he was reportedly offered a GM's job in college football, but he turned it down. You know why? We'll tell you. Stay there. But when we come back, it's Yeah Man, No Man on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you agree with me on that then? You agree Cousins cheated us?
Answer me.
That was a different conversation. I just told Abe, I just saw Michael B. Jordan. He just posted day one, the Thomas Crown Affair, March 2027. He's remaking it. Cast looks amazing. He's directing and acting in it. And I just told Abe, because Abe's a big movie guy like me. I said, I love this movie. I love the remake with
Pierce Brosnan.
I loved it. It was great.
This is the thing I have to get used to is they're now doing the third generation remake.
Isn't that crazy? I know.
Yeah, like Star is Born, that was third generation.
That's right.
And now, yeah, like.
Because the original of this came out late 60s, I want to say. The Thomas Crown Affair, I want to say it came out in the late 60s. Original.
The Pierce Brosnan one came out in like 95, 96, 99. Yeah.
68, the film, Thomas Crown Affair.
So we're remaking a movie from the 90s.
Correct.
From the late 90s, almost 2000.
It's crazy. 25 years later, right? Basically. But yeah, anyways, I just saw that. I was like, ooh, okay. Michael B. Jordan and Killed It in Sinners. We've discussed that. But
What does this mean for the Without Remorse sequel?
Is he coming out with that?
I don't know. It's supposed to be.
That was Prime Video, right?
Sure was.
Okay. See, I'm on top of it.
Way to go.
By the way, big shout out. Thanks to Chris Henderson jumping on with us from Atlanta United. We have a lot more to dive into. If you're just joining the show today, I want to get to this before we get to Yeah Man, No Man. And that is Quarterback Season 2 on Netflix. Abe stayed up last night. He was up in the wee hours of the morning. He binged the entire thing and literally was texting early this morning. Yeah, I can't believe it. Ross got to go. I'm like, whoa.
Now, hold on. Don't put that on. I did not say anything like that.
He's useless. He's got to go. I said, Abe, you're still upset about him saying that you shouldn't be on these Carnival cruises. You got to calm down a little bit.
I was more taken aback by the half marathon comment. He called me fat, Carl.
He did not.
I was training for a race. He called me fat.
He just said, you run marathons?
He was surprised at your physique.
That's all. That's all he was. Yeah. He wasn't saying you were fat. That's unfair. But we're going to continue to dive into this because, again, if you're just tuning in, maybe you have a little bit more clarity. Maybe you don't. Maybe your side has changed. Maybe all along you were like, I completely agree with Cousins, or you completely agree with the organization one way or the other. Or you feel like they're both at fault. Either way, we got to get past this, and hopefully this is the last thing, right, before training camp starts, that we can say, okay, hey, why in the hell were we where we were last year? Why did we end up where we were? And the bottom line is, I've said it, the quarterback failed us. Guys, you're balling, you're 6-3, you're leading the division, you're 6-4, you're leading the division, you're 6-5, you're leading the division, you're 6-7, you're not leading the division. All of a sudden now you're on a 4-game losing, so it's like, whoa. He failed us. That's where I've been, and this is just, for me, more evidence as he owns some of the things that were going on. If you're just tuning in, stay tuned. We're going to play some of that Cousins for you. We got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys, how you doing? Good to be back.
Good to have you, man.
How was you guys' 4th? You guys had a great 4th of July weekend?
We did, outside of July 3rd when I left here and ironically got a ticket for apparently holding my phone too high.
No.
I don't know what happened. Abe, though, made some very crucial calls for me yesterday, and I'm waiting to hear back from some very important people to find out how this is going to play out, but I had a good 4th. Did you?
I had a great 4th. It's actually our anniversary weekend, so we celebrated, my wife and I, in Arizona.
How long, man?
17 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and it sounds like from what I heard, as I kind of got caught up on the station, that Abe may one day be celebrating 17 years himself. down the line.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because we've got to talk about this probably in about an hour from now.
Okay, all right.
There is, as I like to say, a developing story. Stay there. We'll tell you about it.
All right, cool. All right, guys. Well, first off, as I mentioned, we were in Arizona. So my first Yeah Man goes out to Henry, who may be listening right now on the Odyssey app. He was our our hiking guide. We went on several hikes.
Okay.
But he was our first guide, and then he recommended some of the other places. So I want to give him a big shout out.
He was the guy with the stick walking you through these places.
No stick. Henry was all foot.
He had a gun. He was walking you through these places.
No gun.
Okay, he had a big knife like Rambo walking you through these places.
No. Just information on where to look.
Are you crazy?
That's what you are on.
Bobcat with information?
Are you crazy on these hikes? There's wild animals out there.
Well,
just bring a bell.
A bear with information?
Huh? Just bring a bell.
A bell? What's that going to do?
Alert the bear
to where you are.
Right.
Right here. Ding, ding, ding.
Of the animal attacks occur because they're surprised.
No, most of the animal attacks occur because you're in the animal's house.
Well,
yeah,
the good thing
is you startle them.
Yeah, and the good thing about these trails and hikes that we went on were they were active at the time. So people were there. So I kind of utilized that.
I would say the people were active or the animals?
Yeah, no, the people were active. Now, there was one. We went on one hike at Bell Rock Mountain, and we started kind of going around the mountain, and then I was like, okay, there's no people over here, so let's kind of make our way
back. Wild animals.
Yeah, like
I'm trying to tell you, that's where the guide he tells you, well, we'd go there, but I normally don't.
Oh, well, you would be amazed at the stories he had of how people go on these hikes. These are people, local people. They go on these hikes. First of all, they underestimate the heat.
Sure.
They try to take themselves way too far. They don't bring water, and the things that happen, you kind of get delusional. You kind of lose your sense of surroundings. It was amazing, some of the stories that he told us.
Yeah, see, baby, we ain't doing all that. We're not going that far.
Walk around the hotel. There we go. Yes.
But it was great stuff. I would highly recommend it. Cheat code. This is actually, if you can bear the heat, this is actually a great time to go because no one wants to be there.
Okay.
So hotel rates much cheaper, flights cheaper, everything cheaper. So just, you know, if you can withstand the heat, which what we did was hiked in the morning, sat in the pool all day the rest of the day.
Very nice.
All right. So, all right. First up, speaking of hiking, Yeah Man, No Man, you would try some form of rock or mountain climbing at least once.
You know who I'm doing the show with today, right?
I've tried everything once have...
Yes.
You detailed opinions on it?
You know Mike's out and Abe's in today. You know where this is going. So, Abe, I'm gonna hand this one over to you first.
I have. I will. I probably, again, at some point, I'm a terrible climber, but I enjoy it. I mean, I'm not that bad, but I'm not good either. Use the wrong muscle groups. Problem.
How do you rate yourself? How are you able to rate yourself as a climber, Abe?
Better than my sister. It's my barometer.
Wow.
Who I've climbed with the most,
okay.
I guess.
So
is she really
good? Her?
No.
Okay.
No.
I've
climbed. I've been on wall, like on like a,
on
rock,
a rock wall.
But like also like outdoors, like real wall.
Okay. While you're climbing around, that rock wall was kind of hard. I'm not going to lie to you. Like you go to the gym, you're like, I can do that.
Yeah, it's not as easy.
It's not as easy as you think. I would dream about doing this, but realistically, I'm probably not going to do it.
Really?
Yeah. I think about, like, speaking of the movies, like Tom Cruise hanging off that rock, right? I forget what Mission Impossible was. Maybe, two or three.
Yeah.
And he's hanging off the rock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that would be so cool, although it would never happen with me. Like, I could never bring myself to even attempt to do something like that. And then I see these videos, like YouTube, whatever, and these guys are out there climbing these rocks, man. And I'm like, are y'all?
Well, look.
You guys are nuts. You see how high they are and, like, one rope holding them? It's just, I don't know. I find it fascinating, but I got to say, no, man. I'm not going to do it.
I think you'd be surprised. I'll say that because they have some rocks, mountains out there that are climbable.
Yeah.
You still kind of got to be prepared.
You enjoyed it?
Well, we didn't get a chance to because my wife, as we didn't realize that's how some easy, I don't know if easy is the term, but how climbable some of them would be. So we weren't necessarily prepared shoe-wise because they're slick mountains.
Gotcha.
They're very slick.
So you can
slip.
Fall.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have the right shoes, the right gripping. So we definitely want to do it. And we attempted it, but my wife herself, she was like, yeah, no, we're going back.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
I think you'd be surprised.
Okay. All right.
All right. Moving on. ESPN and the Big East announced a new media rights deal in which the network will broadcast hundreds of Big East events, including men's and women's basketball. This is a new six-year deal that will begin next season. Their original relationship, I want to say, severed back in 2014. Yeah, man, no, man. Good to see Big East back with the four letters.
I love it. Look, there was a time where the Big East ruled, and I want to say, was it Big Monday? I want to say Big Wednesday, something like that.
Well, there was Big Monday. There was Super Tuesday.
Big Monday, yeah.
Was it Super Tuesday?
They had a Big Monday and a Super Tuesday.
And it was just – now, here's the thing. All the teams were relevant.
Right.
It didn't matter who was playing. Like, it, Providence was good. I mean, it didn't matter. St. John's. And St. John's has had a resurgence, obviously.
Right.
Well, you know, but I'm just – I am happy, but is it going to be the same? And what I mean by that is a couple of teams good, or is the entire – because at that time, back in the day, the whole conference was good.
Yeah, you're talking St. John's, Georgetown.
Yeah, everybody.
St. Joe, yeah.
You wrote here the question, are we happy that the Big East is back with the four letters?
Yeah.
They're back with the five letters, ESPNU. They're not going to be on Big Boy.
You don't think so?
Couple teams, Connecticut. Men's and women's, sure.
UConn, yeah. Yep.
But like
Baylor's big. No, not Baylor. Who am I thinking of? Who's the B that's in the Big East? Isn't there a B team? No. Never
the
mind.
Bonnies?
Never mind.
You want to watch St. Bonaventure on a Tuesday?
St. Bonaventure.
Are they there?
Well, this is what I'm getting to. And
yeah, there's not enough relevant programs for this to be on ESPN. It'll be on maybe ESPN2 here and there. More likely, I would guess ESPNU.
Okay. But yeah, if there is a relevant game, I'm certainly going to be checking it out and watching. I'm a huge college basketball guy, but at the end of the day, it's good for the Big East. I mean, you need these partnerships nowadays.
Yeah.
And, you know, it speaks to the resurgence of the conference, but 6 years is a long time.
That is.
Long time deal.
Yep. All right, and last one. So we've been talking about quarterback. Now, unlike Abe, I find it fascinating to watch all three of the gentlemen's storytelling. And I don't know, man. Watching that episode one there, I got a very interesting vibe watching Joe Burrow as they kind of, you know how they do with the little backstory telling on who they are and this, that, and the third. And I just was like, Joe Burrow gives me Joe Namath vibes. Yeah, man, no, man. Joe Burrow is this era's Joe Namath.
Yeah, I need a little help with this one, Carl, and you're just a smidge older than me, so maybe you can provide this for me. I get the Namath vibes.
Not Joe Namath older.
Well, No. But you may remember him. I don't remember him playing.
I don't either. Treading lightly, yes.
I understand the vibes that Joe Burrow gives off, but I think the one thing you'll learn is, while watching the show, there's a desire to be great that Joe Burrow has that I don't think every quarterback has. I think there's a drive. I don't know if Namath had it or not. It's not fair for me to answer. From the vibe, the fashion, the outgoing, those sorts of aspects, I understand that. There's something living in Joe Burrow that not all 32 quarterbacks have. Mm. I don't know if Namath had that or not. So it's tough for me to answer from the football perspective.
Okay. What I do know, and I didn't see him play either. I've seen the highlights. I've been fortunate enough to talk to guys over the years that played with Joe Namath. What we're ultimately talking about here is confidence and swagger, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what made Joe Namath special. Burrow has that. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks because of that aura that he has.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just talking about this the other day. It's funny that you bring up this thing with Burrow. You know, he has a coolness about him and a vibe. You see it with his teammates, the connection he has. But like last year, he was great. I mean, the team was not good, but Joe Burrow was amazing last year.
Mm-hmm.
43 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. The defense was terrible, and he literally had to throw 5 touchdowns a game to keep him in games, right? 5 touchdowns a game. And he did. But to Abe's point, it's the other stuff that I think is the reason why we're saying this. It is the fashion. It's the off-the-field stuff. It's him smoking cigars after dubs. I mean, like, it's the things that make him perceived to be cool.
Right.
And because of that, I would say, yeah. Here's the thing, though. You know, he's been to a Super Bowl, got there, year two of his career? He's got to get back, right? And we all think that it's easy. The only guy that's winning Super Bowls is Mahomes, let's be honest. That speaks for Lamar, that's Burrow, that's all these guys. Herbert, you name it,
Josh
Tua,
Allen,
all of them. None of these guys are winning Super Bowls.
Right.
But if he gets back and wins one, it's going to increase – that aura that we're talking about. And I think that's when we'll start to really make this comparison. But I see what you're saying, and I would say, yeah, man, there's no other quarterback that I can think about that feels like that.
Right.
And by the way, Namath was damn good. You know where he played college football.
Yeah.
He was damn good in college, was great in the pros, and he was just ahead of his time. So
for me, it's not a question of whether he was a great quarterback. That is unquestioned.
You're questioning whether he wanted to be great?
I don't know. There's something within – I'm telling you, watch the show. That was my big takeaway from Burrow is he's more than just a really good, accomplished quarterback. There's a drive – that he's got.
Well, he's got a
quad. I don't think every successful quarterback, every winning quarterback in the league has that, though.
Here's the deal with Namath. And you don't get to where he did and not have it. Burrow's a killer.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Part of it, yeah.
He is. He is a killer in the sense that he smiles and, you know, does all these things. But when he gets on the field, he's literally trying to put his foot on your neck.
Yeah.
There are quarterbacks who are that way, and then there are guys who just play the position really well.
Right.
He's good and a killer, and I think that's what you're talking about.
He's pursuing
that.
Perfection.
And there are very few guys who do that.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's why I say, and when I say not every quarterback has it, I didn't mean Namath. I mean like in the league today.
Oh, I got
he
you.
He is pursuing perfection, and that's one of the themes of one of the episodes where I sat and I'm like, man, I know Burrow's good. I may have underestimated this guy a little bit.
No,
he's this guy is, and you use the right – I mean, He's a killer.
He's a killer, man.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite dudes to watch, honestly. If I just on a Sunday, if you watch a Bengals game, the way he delivers the football, the trust they have in him, and there have been – last year, there were like seven games where it was like, if he doesn't play well, they don't win. It was that simple.
Dude, rewatching their season was a rough
– it's a rough deal.
It's painful watch. I can't even imagine being a Bengals fan.
That's your year, man. No, man.
Good to have you back, Day-Day, man. I'm glad you had a great time with the wife. Happy anniversary. It's good to get O back after 28 weeks of maternity leave. All right, coming up, Dog Nation. Connor Riley's going to join us. O was out 8 weeks. 8 weeks, he claims. Phil Steele says Georgia Tech's going to be a true contender. What's the latest with the Dogs? We'll talk about all of that and much more with Connor Riley next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.